You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Start small initially. Don't be afraid to go ugly early, as I call it. You don't have to always get into the sexy business. Understand that failure is going to happen to you, and you really got to have determination and learn how to rebound from that situation. And entrepreneurial opportunities right now are absolutely tremendous all across the U.S. and the world.
The first thing is have a bottle of your favorite booze on your desk at all times, because there will be time period when you will need to reach there and grab it, because you will be frustrated.
Take the risk, give up the 9-to-5 job, and, you know, get after it. You know, execute the idea and put it in motion.
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Michelle Salater with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. On today's show, we are with Marie Hale Ramos, who is a kick in the business butt. As the marketing visionary behind Lipstick Logic, a boutique sales and marketing firm in Chicago, Marie has taken the small business world by storm, enabling business owners to get back to their genius, increase revenue, and go from frazzled to fabulous. Sounds delightful. Marie, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
You are welcome. So, Marie, I can see that your practice is incredibly unique. What is the real core or mission of Lipstick Logic?
You know, everything that we do within Lipstick Logic is really geared towards creating automatable, duplicatable, and delegatable sales and marketing systems to really get business owners back to focusing on what pulls in the most money, and that's generally their core genius or what makes them special on the market.
And you talk a lot about passion and process. What does that mean?
You know, everything that we focus on here is really to get the business owner out of their way, so to speak, and get them back to doing what makes the most money and creates the most abundance for everybody involved in the situation. And that's really getting them back to their passion and their genius. What Lipstick Logic really specializes in is creating the processes that go on behind the scenes that lets you get back to the things that really move everyone forward, things like fulfillment and most of all sales, because if you're not selling stuff to somebody, ain't nobody benefiting from what it is that you're doing.
Now, how do you get business owners back to being CEOs? That's quite a thought.
You know, we see people that are being the chief of everything as opposed to being the CEO of their business. And I got news for you. You're not good at everything. You may think that you can do the accounting and you can do the marketing and you can do the window washing and fulfill the processes that you promise your clients and your customers that you're going to fulfill. But if you're doing all of those things, you're not doing any of them well. You're not participating in the true genius that you bring to the situation. And we really focus on the theory that if you're spending 80% or more of your time in your business really focused on your core genius, you're bringing something to the community that nobody else can bring. And when we're really looking at bringing people into their genius, almost 100% of the time, that genius that they have lifts up not only their own business, but the businesses and lives of everybody around them. So as we go and we create these incredibly customized client relationship management systems, sales systems, and marketing strategies and forecasts, we're lifting the weight off of the individual business owner, backing it up with some amazing software and processes that can be hopefully delegated right off of their desk and getting them back to doing what truly makes them special and unique in the business universe.
Today, we are joined by Marie Hale Ramos, the marketing visionary behind Lipstick Logic, a boutique sales and marketing firm in Chicago, Illinois, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You know, your business image is incredibly feminine. Why did you choose to go that route?
You know, we get that question a lot, and I think it's especially funny because most of my clientele is male. I think that they think I have a secret that they really want, and I am more than willing to take care of them and give them all the secrets I have. You know, Lipstick Logic is really based a lot on the power of intuition in business. And intuition is an incredibly feminine trait. So when we're looking through these rosy-colored glasses that Lipstick Logic has, what we're really talking about is trusting your gut, making sure that you've got the research and the processes in place in the forefront of your sales and marketing so that you can make those educated decisions that sometimes feel like intuition, but more often than not are your gut understanding what your market is and giving you the information that you need. You know, when I was doing my initial market research behind building my business, I came across one fact, and they said that 75% of business decisions made on intuition are proven later through market research. And when I heard that number, I thought, my God, how many people out there in the world and in their businesses are constantly in a state of fear of making decisions because they're not relying enough on their gut and their intuition? And how much is this really costing people? So that femininity, that fire, that spark behind Lipstick Logic really is coming from the heart and from the gut of a very seasoned business owner that knows that this world needs a whole lot of pink to make it happen.
I like that. Now, how do you want your work to inspire the world?
If I could leave one legacy in the business community, it would really be to get people to go back to their sparkle. You know, as entrepreneurs, we live a lot of years like most people won't, so we can live a few of our years like most people can't. And there's a lot of sacrifice that happens when we're out there building our companies and trying to make something truly special happen for our businesses and in turn our families and our communities. And if I could inspire just one thing, it would be that people take the time to get back to really what it is that makes them a unique fit in this great big universe of business. So remember why you took this big leap. Remember why you put in all of the money and the 80-hour work weeks and the sacrifices that your family and your friends have made to see you be successful. And that passion, that unique genius is what's going to drive you and your business to the next level.
Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Lipstick Logic online.
You can find us at www.lipsticklogic.com. Please note that there is no K in the word lipstick. So lipstick.com.
All right, and in conclusion, always customary on the show from your experience, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start their own business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
My best piece of advice that I have actually came from Michael Gerber, who is the brilliant man behind the E-Myth. And Michael said, you know, you can't start your business by going out and getting a bunch of leads and then telling them, then figuring out how to sell them and then figuring out how to fulfill that process. Take one step back, figure out that fulfillment. Make sure that what it is that you're doing is so solid that you can knock it out of the park every time. Then make sure that you know how to sell and address the needs of the people that are financially qualified to invest in your business or product. And then go out and fill that pipeline, get all the leads that you can get, and enjoy that 80 to 90% close ratio that you're experiencing because you took time to do the work in the first place.
She is Marie Hale Ramos, the marketing visionary behind Lipstick Logic, a boutique sales and marketing firm in Chicago, Illinois. And the website, once again, is lipsticklogic.com. Marie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and your company.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.